deep dark secret. I know why you started doing GWA audios, because it is time for us to cross the path of each other. I was looking for something good to read on the internet too. You know me, I like reading, but just like you, I couldn't find something that is satisfying. Satisfying in a way that would satisfy my imagination. A complete foreplay, slow build-up, and an exciting sexcapade. I didn't find anything like that on the internet, but then... then there was you. You write differently among all the others. You satisfy my hunger for reading and imagination. You write so excellently that I want to give you a reward for doing such a great job. About your voice, maybe I think people just didn't notice your handsome voice because you're a quiet guy. They would not really notice how beautiful your voice is if you're not talking that much. Especially if you don't moan in front of them, right? How would they know? But here we heard your voice because that's the only thing we have from you. And we heard you moan and come, so people here know that your best timbre of your voice shows when you're at that point of being so needy and when you're about to come and also while coming. I have something to confess to. I don't know Reddit at all, but my ex made me install it. He said it's like Facebook, so I installed it. I can't remember what year was that. Maybe 2018? I really can't remember. Then one day, I was so horny as fuck and he couldn't make time for me because, as we know, I was not his priority, so he introduced me to GWA back then. Maybe that was 2019, because that's the year we started being in a long-distance relationship. And about getting tired of making audios, yeah, I understand that it's like a TV show, but it's okay, babe. It's really okay to stop when you're getting tired of it. You're not profiting here. Maybe you already gained some good friends here, and I think that's enough. Please, please don't push yourself if it's being a burden to you. It's fine with me if you want to stop making audios, although I'll miss you for sure, but it's you that's more important to me. I don't want to let people down too. I know that feeling. It's also part of the reason why I always try to be excellent everywhere I work or whatever I do, because I feel like I have to give my best on everything to be successful. About the popularity, love, I think you are getting upset of the result because you expect something out of it. Although, it is just a creative outlet for you. Maybe those numbers are frustrating to see, but also, maybe, there is a competition out there with the connivance that they see you as a threat. So, maybe they want to pull you down in some ways, something like that. I don't know. I'm not a voice actor like you, so... but, yeah. It's really frustrating when your art doesn't get the attention that you think it deserves. It's kind of hard to take, no? But we, as an artist, we just have to go back to our why and be at peace with ourselves. So, don't think of the numbers, baby. It's just a matter of... It's just a matter of the quality of the audience, because art communicates and leaves impacts on people who find a connection to it. people connects with people who has the same character or personality. And having a great character and personality like yours is very, very rare. Maybe that's why you have a small group of audience compared to them. Because your audience might be small, but they have quality. They are loyal and they support you. Even at those times that you were gone, they were looking for you, waiting for you, because you have this unique combination of wit, creativity, romance, kink, well-written story build-ups, delicious voice, and delicious moans. So, for me, I personally like your writing style. You're the best that I have ever encountered. I am being completely honest and serious. You really are the best, baby. That's why I have a big crush on you. You are my forever crush. About being the unpopular one, I knew that feeling of being unnoticed in school. They are the popular ones and I'm not. But then, when I look at their lives now, I found out that life is not a popularity contest, but a marathon. It's okay if we are not popular. Popularity is just simply means being approved by people who are just giving their approval to you. It doesn't mean anything though. It's just a baseless, empty vote. There's nothing in there. In short, it's nonsense. So, might as well don't think about it too much, baby. Maybe you're not popular because you're not for popularity, but for one person only. The one who knows and sees your heart clearly. The one who knows how precious you are. And that you are a treasure. Maybe you don't need this popularity brought by many. But maybe you only need loyalty from one person only. And you know me. You know it. You know that it's me, right? I am loyal to you since the very beginning. You know that. My exclusivity to you is excellent and incomparable. You cannot find something like this from anyone in this world. I only give my mind, my heart, my body, my life to you, even my soul. If I could, I would give it to you. You know that. No one else but you, so. Why? You know why? Because you are my love. You're my lover. My partner, my sweetheart. You know that. I want to marry you. Even if you don't want to marry me, I just want you to know that I want to marry you. And I don't know if I'm content with just telling you this, but if you don't want to marry me, then what can I do? Yeah. Just stay single, I guess. I love you so much, you know that. Anyway, you don't need their votes, love. That's nonsense. I think you only need my one vote, because my vote is only that matters. And to me, you are the best of the best. That's true. You're the best of the best. No one can be compared to you, okay? And I crave connection too, baby. I crave you so much. I crave the connection I get from you. If you are curious about me, can you think how curious I am about you? I've told you my stories and I think my whole life to you, but I don't know, they are still mysterious. So, if you're curious about me, then I am more curious about you. If you find me so interesting, how much more do I find you interesting? Because you have this 15 years experience ahead of me that I want to talk about with you. I want to hear your stories about those years that as I was still an egg cell. Yeah. But I'm very, very much drawn to you, love. Am I really that sexy? I don't see myself. I don't see myself so sexy at all. Maybe, yeah, I think I'm sexy compared to others, but not so sexy. And I like the way you said, little doll. Little doll. My fuck bunny. Love that. Love, I'm sorry if I'm pushing your buttons. I don't mean it. The reason you make audios is because I might listen. I might, but I have perfect attendance in your audios. I know every one of it, each of it. Yeah, I have perfect attendance. I always listen to your audios every time you will release one. Even those old audios, I still listen to it over and over again. That's how much I love your voice. I miss you too when you're not around. Especially on the days that you're not online. Because, you know, I'm addicted to you. I like you being around. And when you're not around, I feel like I'm dead. And about the wavelength that you need from me, this makes me sad. Love, I'm sorry that I don't have the same erotica wavelength as you. Maybe when I get 40 years old too, I could be that woman that you want me to be. I'm sorry that this I'm sorry that this all I could offer to you right now. I'm really doing my best though. Please give me time to grow. And I wish I could grow with you. Please let me grow with you. Together with you, while with you, through the years. I want to grow old with you and be that woman that you kind of expect me to be. Because I really want to give myself to you. You know that, right? I want to give myself to you, Daddy. Stare at you with these pretty eyes, my hands on your cock, gently stroking it, getting it fully hard for me, only for me. I want to have you. I want you to be all mine, and I wanna be fucked by you. I wanna be fucked by you. I want our first time to be tender too, but I'll understand if you're too needy for that. And I want to look in your eyes while you fuck me. I want you to know how you make me feel. You You definitely make me feel so good. I want to be your good girl who takes your seat, and I want every chop of you inside me, and trail my fingers through your cum on my thighs and lick it up. Oh my god. And saying these things makes my pussy swollen. Oh my gosh. And I need to go to work. And then you sound so sexy, baby. You're so delicious, my darling, my daddy. Thank you. Thank you for coming for me, my love. I hope I would find out in person how you made me feel too, baby. Love, thank you for being patient with me. Although you think we don't have the same wavelength in erotica, there might be a lot of factors to consider. Maybe number one is the cultural differences. You know that I'm very conservative in all ways, right? In every way. And then number two is the language barrier, because I'm still in the process of learning how to express my sexual needs to you. I don't know why, but after almost 3 decades of living on Earth, I just learned these things because of you. And then number three is the gender roles, because I am a woman, so I am naturally designed to be more affectionate than being sexual. And the last one that I could think of is the age gap, because I admit that I am not as experienced as you. I don't have, and if I would compare myself to you, I think my experiences is like 0% or 0.01% compared to yours, because you're already in your 40s, so I don't know what you already know, and I'm still on my late 20s, so although it looks like a disadvantage right now, you know me, I am very, very willing to learn things and make sure to do it as excellent as possible. And I think that's why I cannot keep myself from you. I am always drawn to you. I don't know, but I feel like I always want to listen to you, to know, to learn, and do something new. I am so drawn to you because I want you to give me what you know and let me experience what you are best at. I want to experience your expertise, and I want you to experience me in person. My love, I am very sorry that I have no capacity to go to you in person, and it really breaks my heart, because I really, really, fucking really want to be with you for a year now, and here I am, still not qualified to go there with you. I'm very sorry that you have to be patient some more, because as much as I want to get out of this country as fast as I could, I am not rich to do it, so I cannot afford it, love. You know my job. No one can save up that big by it, even in my previous job. So I am really very sorry, baby. I cannot make it in person, although I want it very, very much because you know how much I love you, right? It's been a year and I'm still here, continuously falling in love in every single bit of you. It's like a punch to the moon for me because it's too expensive and I don't have finances for that. I'm very sorry about it. But I promise that I am yours till my last breath. Whether we see each other in person or not, I will stay single no matter what. Not because I intended or wanted to do it, but because my heart is already occupied by you. My heart is full of you, and no one else can take your place. Because I discovered that I am made for you. Only for you. And I need you. I need you in person, too.